If you want Jesus to be a fence all around you every day, we got some mad people out there. When you driving on the freeway, praise God, people are mad.
Right.
They are crazy. I said, Lord, help us. Sometimes I have to say, Lord, let me hurry up and get home off of this freeway. Sometimes I change my mind. I be going somewhere. I said, it's too many close calls. These people are crazy. I am going home because these people are nuts. They have lost their mind. We need God's covering around us every day. Amen. Praise God. If you would stand to your feet this morning, I'm going to read. I'll be reading from Psalms 34 and 10, and then Psalms 34 and 19. Praise God. And I will be going back and forth throughout this passage of Scripture. The Lord is good. Psalms 34. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 34 and 10. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it reads, the young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
Praise the Lord.
All right, sounds like somebody's favorite scripture, as mine as well. And Psalms 34 and 19, and it reads, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. I want you to say, the Lord delivereth me.
The Lord delivereth me.
Out of them all.
Out of them all.
Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this morning, God. I just want to thank you again for the opportunity to share the word that you have given me this morning with your people. We thank you, Father God, for our cyber sanctuary. And Father God, we thank you for the ones that are here. God, I pray that your word would minister and do the work, Father God, that you desire for it to do in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name, and the church say amen, and you may take your seats. Praise God. God is tremendously, tremendously wonderful, and tremendously, tremendously good. Amen. My subject today is created to win. Somebody say created to win.
Created to win.
No matter what it looks like, I'm created to win. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody sing the song, Trouble in My Way. Hallelujah. I have to cry sometime. Trouble in my way. Hallelujah. The devil tried to keep me from sleeping. I'm rebuking that. Hallelujah. Because if God got me, I need to get some sleep while he works for me. Because he created me to win. All right. Hallelujah. So I need him to take care of all of my troubles and all of my pains. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I can rest, so I can stand up and I can go do battle. Hallelujah. Go do whatever he has called me to do. Amen. Praise God. God didn't really create us to win. Praise God. He already knew what we were going to be faced with because of the sin, praise God, of man. Praise God. Don't it just make you sick sometime when you think about the sin of man?
Yeah.
Praise God. Oh, praise God. Somebody give me just a little bit of air. Can y'all bear with me? I don't want to pass out up here, but I want to deliver this word this morning. Praise God. Starting at 12:04. Maybe I'll be done by 12:30. I already know, praise God, that I will be. Hallelujah. This is a two-parter, praise God, because I want you to get this morning. Amen. Because too many times, praise God, we are defeated, the people of God. And when I say we, I'm talking about the body of Christ as a whole. Is defeated when they don't have to be defeated, because God has created us to win. God has given us some tools to win. God has given us some tools to stand. God has given us some tools to have victory. Amen. Praise God. As I said earlier, because of the sin and the fall of man, we have life. And life, lifeless, my granddaughter, so life is lifing. And life is lifing comes along with some things, hallelujah, some troubles, some sadness, some disappointments, praise God. And the things that the flesh don't want to have to deal with, the things that try to steal your joy and make you sad, hallelujah, and to destroy, praise God. Because the word said that the devil comes to what? Three things.
Kill, steal, and destroy.
That's right. Hallelujah. But it said that God came, that Jesus came that we might do what? Have life and have it not just abundantly, but more abundantly. Now, this is where the Lord just makes me tickle sometimes. Hallelujah. When I'm facing things, I just say, you know what? Lord, you really have a sense of humor. Amen? Because the promises of God, if we live right, are yes and amen. Praise God. But many times, praise God, we have to fight for it. He's already won the victory, praise God, to show us that we can be victorious. Amen. When the children of Israel were in Egypt, praise God, he said, look, I'm going to give you a land that is flowing with what? Milk and honey.
That's right.
But when Caleb then went out to spy out the land, they didn't just see, hallelujah, milk and honey. They saw some big people in that land. Amen. Hallelujah. So just because the promises are true, hallelujah, but when God tells you something, many times you're going to have to take something out, take people out, or take something out, or you're going to have to fight for it. Amen. Look what he did for us, praise God. Our salvation, praise God, we have it, but it didn't come free. He paid a price. And tell yourself, say, you can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it. You can do it, praise God. Hallelujah. Some of them went back with the report. They was all scared and nervous. Okay, well, Lord, you said that you go send us. We've been in Egypt for all this time, and we have gone through all these things, but did he not provide for them while they were there? Hallelujah. He provided for them. He did not miss a step. He did not miss a beat. Amen. He provided everything that they needed. And as Pharaoh was being who he was, God was not intimidated by Pharaoh. I want you to know today that God is not intimidated by none of your situation, your circumstances, or your problems, or your disappointment. He just wants you to know, praise God, hallelujah, give it to me. I will bear it. Give it to me. Just give yourself to me. Just sell out to me. Hallelujah. And do everything that I tell you to do, praise God, and I will bring you out. I will take care of you because I created you to win, not to fail, and not to give up. We have too many people failing, too many people giving up. Hallelujah. Too many people jumping ship. Amen. So it is so easy, praise God, hallelujah, to praise God when everything is going well, when your pockets are filled with money, when your children do exactly what you tell them to do. Hallelujah. It's easy when you have the house and everything that you desire is in that house. It is easy, hallelujah, to just praise God. But how about those times when it's just the opposite? Amen. Praise God. We still need to praise and to trust and to rely and to believe in Jesus, hallelujah, and the Father, that he is able, he is still able, and because he's still able, we should still be shouting.
Yeah.
That's a graduation. Hallelujah. We're graduated. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I'm a winner.
I'm a winner.
Say, I fight and I win. Now, I ain't never been a bully. But back in the day, I guess people thought, sometimes people think, you know, because you just full of joy and you just nice that you won't fight, they can just run over you. But I ain't never, hallelujah, I ain't never been the one, praise God, to let somebody run over me and win. Amen. Hallelujah. And I wasn't going to play fair either. You come with your hand, I had something in my hem for you. Hallelujah. I was intending to take you out. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I was intending to win. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many in here are winners? Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I tell my family, praise God, and I'm going to just say this, and I don't talk a lot about what's going on in our life, but we have been through some things and are in the middle of some things for the last 3 years. And I tell my family, I praise God. I said, I'm in this to win this. It don't look like it. And then sometimes, praise God, when you think you've come through one obstacle, it's like being on an obstacle course, right? Hallelujah, you hop over one obstacle, and then you got to go over another. We say, okay, woo, we got through that. Ooh, wee. Wow. There comes something else. I said, I'm in it to win it. And my daughter has a saying, because my husband has really set a great standard. So, and we've had our shares of, you know, challenges and everything. But we had, back in the day, we had some major challenges. And she couldn't believe the way that her dad handled it. And he made a believer out of us. She said, you know what, if I bet on anybody, I'd bet on the Moors. And I was like, wow, what a saying. So she believed that when we're in the middle of something, that we can win, that we can come through it. Amen? I said, that's really good. And that's what we need to be, praise God. When people see us, praise God. I remember, praise God, hallelujah, back in the day, I was going through something, praise God, and it was just kind of unique. And my girlfriend said to me, she said, you look like you're on a roller coaster. I said, yeah, but I'm coming off. The roller coaster's going to come down. It's not going to keep going round and round. I said, but I'm going to stay in my seat. I'm not going to fall out. I said, I'm coming through this. Amen? Hallelujah. God is faithful. Amen? Hallelujah. He is all-powerful. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the scriptures say the young lions, they do suffer. They do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want for any good thing. Hallelujah. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Sometimes you got to give God back that scripture, praise God. I had to get up, praise God. It was early Friday morning, praise God. I don't know if my husband heard me, but I couldn't sleep, and I couldn't rest. God was downloading, so I had to get up, praise God, begin to write it down because I didn't want to forget it. And he was just reminding me, praise God, of what he had told me and that he had not forgotten. How many of you know God have not forgotten your name? God have not forgotten you. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, he's not moving as fast as you want him to move and you don't understand what's going on. It does not mean that he has forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. He know your name. He know how many hairs that you have on your head. Hallelujah. I bless God. Say, I'm a winner. Hallelujah. Because his word says it. He said, hallelujah. The lions, they do lack and suffer hunger. But us that seek the Lord, we shall not want any good thing. Now, you know what the caveat to that is? You're going to have to wait on the Lord. And you're going to have to trust in God. Amen. And believe that he will. And I believe that he will just because he said that he will. Now, sometimes the emotion, you have to put the emotions in check. Sister Sherry, I believe you can cut that one off. You have to put your emotion in check. Praise God. Well, that's coming directly across my face. Hallelujah. And I have to put my emotions in check. Because you know why? The emotions just want to do their own thing. They want to have you. Remember the seesaws back in the day? They want to have you like that, seeing up, going up and going down. Up and down, up and down. Well, God wants us to be stable. Amen. That's a level of maturity, praise God. And you have to practice it. Amen. And especially with your mind, because your mind will have you going. If you don't guard your mind like the word say, praise God, your mind, praise God, will think you feel like you are losing it. And God never told us to lose our mind, did he?
No.
Hallelujah, praise God. He said, hallelujah, that he wants us to be in peace, amen? Hallelujah, and have a stable mind, amen? He said he has not given us the spirit of fear, amen? Hallelujah, but love, power, and of a what kind of mind? A sound mind. So, hallelujah, so you might have to speak it, say, mind, you be still, and you are sound, hallelujah, because you are created to win. So let me tell you a little bit of the history about Psalms 34. David was a very interesting king and a character, amen. He had some things about him that was unusual, praise God. So Psalms is one of the many books attributed to King David, and his historical background is closely tied to an event in David's life found in the book of 1 Samuel 21. Hallelujah. A Psalm David when he pretended to be mad before Amalek, who drove him away and he departed. The historical event that inspired this psalm is when David was fleeing from King Saul. You guys know that story? King Saul was jealous of David. Hallelujah. And he had to flee for his life. Amen. Hallelujah. So David was fleeing for his life and he went to Achish, the king of Gath, the servant of Achish, and said to him, is this not David, the king of the land? Did they not sing in praise this one, as they dance, saying, Saul has slain his 1,000 and David his 10,000. Sometimes the devil think he got you. But as long as you are, hallelujah, walking according to the word, the devil does not have you. God has you. Stay right there in God's hand. Don't hop out. Don't be a basketball. Hallelujah. Start hopping and basking and hopping all over the place. Stay right there, hallelujah, in the hands and in the arms of the Lord. You're safe there. Amen. So there were some times that David had to flee, praise God. But you know what? He had his trust in God. Amen. That's how the first part of that scripture, he talked about how he praised God. I will bless the Lord at all times. See, praise is so important. Amen. In the midst, praise God, of him fleeing from an evil king, praise God, who was sulking, seeking out to kill him. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise what? All right. Somebody know that word, praise God. That's good. That's good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So who's chasing you? What is chasing you? What is trying to take you out? What is trying to kill you? What is trying to rob your joy? What is trying to rob your peace? What is trying to steal your money? What is trying to get you demoted? Hallelujah. What is trying not for you to get the job that you're supposed to have? Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know, praise God, said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. And I am yours, God. Hallelujah. And you said that I shall not want.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. David had to depart from different places and escape through the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and all his father's house heard about it, they went down there to see him. Praise God, to check on him. Praise God. Hallelujah. But David knew a secret. Amen. And his secret was that man was in the midst of everything he was going through. He was still praising God.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Fleeing for his life from one place to another place. Hallelujah. But he was still praising God. Yeah. He was still giving God the thanks. Praise God. Because you know what? He had a winning attitude.
That's right.
You know what? We got to have a winning attitude. No matter what it looks like, have a winning attitude. You might not have a penny in your pocket, praise God, but you say to yourself, praise God, your word says, Father, the young lions, I'm not a lion, but I am your daughter. I am your son. Hallelujah. And you said that I shall not lack. Not only that, your word says that no good thing shall you withhold from me, because I am walking upright. And I say hallelujah. Sometimes I have to get up in the midnight hour, praise God, and open my Bible up and just rehearse that. I said, okay, Father, this is what you said about me. It says this, praise God. You said, hallelujah, that I shall not want for any good thing. A good job is a good thing if you need a job, if you're not retired. A house is a good thing if you need a house to live in. If you need transportation, hallelujah, a car is a good thing. Whatever it might be, Lord, you said that you would supply it. Didn't it? Hallelujah. Paul said, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Whatever I need, I want you to know that. Whatever you need, I want you to know that God got it. Amen. Hallelujah. God got it. Hallelujah. And then, praise God, hallelujah. Psalms 34 and 19 lets us know, praise God. And this is what I want you all to remind you all. Hallelujah. There, I don't care how rich a person is, they have some troubles coming.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. I don't care how good you live and how saved and how anointed you are. Hallelujah. You have life will happen. Amen. I don't care what your status is. It could be the president. It could be the king. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can have the best family. I want you to know that life will happen because it's life. And thank Adam and Eve for that. But God has a way of escape.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. The word says, Psalms 34 and 19, many are the afflictions.
Many
are the afflictions. of the righteous. Now, Lord, have mercy on those that are not righteous. I said to those, hallelujah, a friend of mine, praise God, I see them there in a troubled space, and I said, I really don't even understand how you're holding it together without God. Because if I didn't have God on my side, I'm not sure how I'd be holding it together, Sister Martinez. Hallelujah. But many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of some of them. Hallelujah. A few of them. One of them. Two of them. All of them. Amen. That is the word. Hallelujah. And we got to get that word, that Sister Sherry, down in our hearts, praise God. Down in our souls, praise God. And believe what it said. God said that his word cannot lie. He said that I am not a man that I should lie. And sometimes I have to tell, say, okay, Father, you said you're a man that you can't lie. You said that your word cannot lie. You said your word is true. You are your word. Okay, Father, where are you? And many times, sometimes he answers me and sometimes he don't. Hallelujah. It's uncomfortable when you're in trouble and God don't answer you back. That's not a comfortable feeling. That's when we got to know that God is God and he got you because he said that he did. And he said that he does. Hallelujah. Because you are a winner, praise God. We have to graduate, praise God, and get to that place, hallelujah, that you believe and that you can quote that, hallelujah, and put that back in the devil's face, amen. Because the devil likes to go, ha-ha, I thought your God was going to deliver you. Well, ha-ha, God said what his word said. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivered them out of them all. He said, hallelujah, no good thing will I withhold from them that walk upright, devil. He said, hallelujah, that he will supply and he would meet all of my needs. And I say to the devil, I said, did he not send a raven to fill Elijah? So, hallelujah, where is my Elijah? God got somebody for me, amen? Yeah. Hallelujah, he got somebody waiting, hallelujah, hallelujah, to bless me, amen? He has a way that I do not know of, hallelujah. Just like many of you, praise God, hallelujah. Even here and even out there in the cyber sanctuary, God has a way. He has somebody that will bless you, hallelujah, that you didn't even think would bless you. Come on, clap your hands for the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. We are winners. Hallelujah. I remember one time we was at a park. We were having a picnic, and it was playoff time. I'm a big Laker fan, and yeah, that's all right too. And, there was a young man that was just came by, and we started talking about the playoffs. And so I was talking about him, and I was saying, "Well, Michael," I said, "the Chicago Bulls gonna be playing." And he said, "I don't like Michael Jordan." I said, "How come you don't like Michael Jordan?" He said, "Because all he know how to do is win, win, win." So you know what? All I know how to do in Jesus is win, win, win. Because I'm a winner. Because I've been adopted into the royal priesthood. Hi, my adoption, hallelujah, is greater, hallelujah, hallelujah, than you know, the kings over there in England. They can't match this. Somebody tell me they can't match this. Hey! Woo, Jesus, they can't match this. I'm too bad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some people are mad because you're winners. I said, I never heard nobody say that. He said, all he do is win. That's all. And he had to make an ugly face. He just win, 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 win. Well, you know what he does? He preps. He practices. He works. He put in the work. And you know, as Christian and as believers, we got to put in the work. Hallelujah. You want to be a winner? Hallelujah. And you want to win, win, win? Praise God. You got to put in the work. You got to pray, hallelujah, every day. Woo, and all through the day, my God. If you wait, hallelujah, till trouble hit to pray, you might be in trouble. You might be in real trouble. Because sometimes trouble hits so hard, it can like take your breath away. Hallelujah. You can't even think what the words to come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. But oh. Oh, hallelujah. But if you been putting the word in, praise God, hallelujah, the words, I promise you, the word's going to fly out. Come on, clap your hands for the Lord. Sometimes I wake up in the midnight hour and throughout the night, praise God, and the word of God is just coming up out of my belly. But if you don't put nothing in your spirit, praise God, nothing is going to come out.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Winners work. Winners press. Hallelujah. Reminds me of my daughter when she was our daughter when she was running track. She had the form, praise God. Hallelujah. She had the form to be a winner, but she didn't want to be, she didn't want to put in the work to go to the top. And her coach used to wear her out. Hallelujah. Till she would be throwing, they would be down there throwing up. And my husband would be laughing because that was all a part of it. Work to exhaustion, praise God. So you, when you get in that day, on your day, when you when your meat comes up, you'll run your meat and you'll win your meat because you're a winner and because you put in the work, praise God. If you haven't put in the work and if you don't put in the work, you go, somebody say, trouble. You're going to be in trouble with all caps. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are winners, praise God. Hallelujah. And David, hallelujah, he understood and he knew, praise God, hallelujah, for what God had done before. So people were putting him out when he was caught, praise God, when he, you know, went to them because they knew about how, hallelujah, he had already slain the giant. They knew. And see, one thing about us, praise God, as people of God, we're supposed to go, the scripture said, from glory to glory. That means from one victory to another victory. Now, you know you have those little bitty victories. Do you just want to have little bitty victories? Hallelujah. That means that's a form of, you know, I'm not going to say it, but you're going to stay right there. Praise God. You know, hallelujah, kids that don't learn how to read, they don't, a lot of them don't get promoted. They're doing social promotion now. But back in the day, they just, you know, they stayed in their grade. Praise God. So praise God. We don't want to be average. Hallelujah. We want to excel. Oh, bless God. Let me leave y'all alone. God is so good. Hallelujah. But he had known. He knew, praise God. How he was a winner. He had a winner attitude, praise God. And winners don't stop, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. And sports players, praise God, they're not playing just to win 84 games. They playing for the big picture because they want the ring and they want the trophy because they have a winning attitude. Come on, clap your hands for the Lord. We got to have a winning attitude. We got to change our attitude, the way we think, the way we talk, praise God. We can't be talking defeat, praise God. Well, I don't know if the Lord will. I'm not sure if he will do it. He might. No, if God don't do it, I believe that God will do it. The only reason that he don't do it because it's not for me right then. And there's a time factor. I believe God's going to fill every seat in here. And I believe that. Yesterday was just a testimony. You know why those ladies are here? Hallelujah. Because I went out evangelizing yesterday, and I mean, did God move? Oh, God moved. Hallelujah. God is faithful.
Oh, yes.
The Bible said if you be faithful over a few things, he'll make you ruler over many. But if you hitting and missing, praise God, if you hitting and missing in the word, praise God, that is not the, that's not the recipe for being a winner. Hallelujah. We got to stay in the word. We got to keep praying. We got to keep believing. We got to keep praising. And a lot of people, they have some funny praise. You know what? They praise, like I said, or they praise when everything is going good. And when they, oh God, when they come into church and things are not going good, everybody know that somebody is wrong with them. It said, oh my God, help them, Jesus. Try to get a praise out of them. But oh, I saw one young man on Facebook and I said, I got to start practicing that. And I pray all the time. I'm pretty sure the Lord probably get tired of me sometimes. But I'm praying all the time. I'm praying all the time and I'm praising all the time. He was praising all in the grocery store. He tagged his little girl and he was just a praising. I had to call his grandmother. I said, you know, I really like that. That boy, he has a spirit of praise. The word, you know what the word say about when you heavy? Hallelujah, trouble is in your way. Instead of singing trouble in my way, I gotta cry sometime. So much trouble. You know, in the South, they can sing it real sad. So much trouble. I said, oh, they're making me so sad. Woo, let me get away from y'all. Hallelujah. But you know what the word said? Put on the garment of praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You start praising God. not going well. Praise God, hallelujah, when you can't see your way. Praise God when they are talking about you, hallelujah. And see what happens. It creates confusion for the devil. Somebody say it creates confusion.
Confusion.
Isn't that what Jehoshaphat did? I forgot about my notes here. I did some good notes. But God knows what's needed. But you know what Jehoshaphat did? When they was in trouble, you know what he did after they, he had fasted, after he had prayed? What did somebody, anybody know what they did? He did? He sent the praisers out. First. He sent them out front. We got to learn to praise God. The word even tells us when we come through those doors, we'll come through with what? Praise. Hallelujah. We got to practice. We'll practice it. Because we practice it through the week. Sometimes I ask my husband, I said, what are you laughing at? And he be just singing. He said, can I just be happy? I said, just be happy. Just be praising. I was like, whew. I let me in on the secret. What is he praising for this time? But he knows the secret. It's called praise, saints. It's called praise. It's called the hallelujah. It's called, come on, say hallelujah. That's the highest praise. Give God the highest praise. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. That's part, hallelujah, of the winning characteristics. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, I said 12:30. I'm not nearly done. But I want you to know, hallelujah, that God created us to be winners.
That's right.
I used to tell my kids that. They used to get so sick and tired of me. I preached that all the time, winning, excellence, and how you do it. Make them do stuff over. Hallelujah. My son didn't do well in one class, so you know what I did? And he had great math skills. I put his behind out there at Queen Mecca College and made him take that class and bring me a B back. Hallelujah. I said, because you know what? This is not acceptable. Hallelujah. Having a defeated attitude is not acceptable for believers. Now, people, you know, they have choices. God is not going to roll them over and beat them across the head and make them want to be a winner. But he said he lays it out in the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, this is not acceptable for the Moors. We don't do this. I wish I had those math skills. So what you're going to do, you are going to go to Cuyamaca, and that wasn't the only thing. He had a ridiculous science teacher, hallelujah, that didn't give him the grade that I wanted him to have because he's real good in science and math. I said, you're going to go to summer school. You're going to go to Grossmont College, and you're going to take that biology class over because you're a whiz in that. He didn't like it. But he had to do it because he had a crazy mama who believed that they were winners. And we believe that the Moors are winners. We, you know, in the Moor household, we believe that we're winners. Now, we done had some troubles. We done had some situations. But we're winners. Amen? And we're not going to stop being winners. Amen? We are not going to accept average because Jesus Christ did not go to the cross for average. He paid an awesome price. Now you can make the choice. But I choose to be a winner. He said you are not just you're not just a conqueror, but you're more. Somebody say more.
More.
Say you can win it. Come on. Oh, you're not convincing me. Say I can win it.
I can win.
Say I am a winner.
I am a
say
winner.
I can do it.
I can do it.
Hallelujah. Because he has set the example, praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for this passion. And like I said earlier, praise God, I have some more to share, praise God. And God is good because he already told me to keep it simple today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because this is going to be a part two. Praise God. And I want you to know, I just, you know, just whet your appetite like a little bit. You know, when you go to the restaurant and you get your appetizers. So this was just your appetizer. Okay. All right. Now you got to come back the next time I'm up. And I'm going to give you more because I'm going to tell you how to fight and win. Because we will fight and we will win. Hallelujah. And I'm going to close out with this scripture again. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Say, I will have lots of things that come at me. But the Lord delivereth and will deliver me out of them all because he said it. Say, he said it. Say, he's true to his word. He is true to his word. Now, God bless you and stand to your feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Stay tuned. More is to come. I want you to know that God is not a man that he should lie. And God has not forgotten about you. He knows your name and he knows your address. And this scripture blesses me, and I'm going to paraphrase it. It's over in Matthew. He talks about us. The scriptures say, if we know how to give evil men, that means ordinary people like us, know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more him, the Heavenly Father, who has everything. He says the earth is his and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein and these people that's in temporary charge, hallelujah, and he has everything. How much more, praise God, will he do for us? And so I have to remind him of that. Sometimes I want to hop out of the situation. I don't mean backside. I just wanted to hurry up and be over. You admitted something, you were, hurry up, Lord. Come on now. Well, God don't work that way. It's almost always 11:59. And before the clock strike 12, the answer is there. Amen. And I want you to know the word said, he also said, just put me in remembrance of my word. So that means we got to go to the word. We got to know the word. If you don't know the word, he's given man so much knowledge now. You can go to Google and put in, what are scriptures on the promises of God? What are scriptures, you can say, what are scriptures on healing? Everything is just, it's at our fingertips. Amen? Hallelujah. And rehearse the word. Amen. Get to know the word. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, yeah. God, I thank you right now in Jesus' name, yeah, for this mighty word that you have given, oh God, to encourage your people, to uplift and to heal, yeah, and to deliver and to bring restoration, Father. I thank you for this word, God, and I speak by faith, God, that it has not gone out void, oh God, and that it will accomplish, and that it will ignite, hallelujah, the fire in us, oh God. It will ignite us, oh God, to get in the word more, oh God, in the name of Jesus. It will become a part of our daily diet. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, everyone under the sound of my voice, God, whatever they stand in the need of, God, whatever it is, God, you see it all, God. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would meet each and every need individually, Father God. Lord God, we pray again, Father God, for our mother and a sister, oh God, in their loss, God. And I pray, God, every detail and everything that needs to be worked out. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would work the whole situation out. Father God, and the one that who is responsible, Father, in the name of Jesus, shine the floodlight on him or them, whoever it is, Father God. Oh God, Father, oh God, that justice will be done. And oh God, hallelujah, I believe in you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah, they're going to trade their sorrow. Oh God, hallelujah, trade their pain that they would give it to you, Father God. And you are big enough and your arms are wide enough, oh God, hallelujah, for you to wrap your arms around them, Father God, and for you to take this pain, oh God, and to heal, oh God. And Father, oh God, bind this family together in unity. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we lift up Deacon Charles Ross right now. And Father, we pray, oh God, for complete healing and complete deliverance in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you in addition, oh God, for the addition and for the multiplication in this ministry in Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand praise today. God is good.